Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 20 of Zero Carb Journal. And I am so happy to be here and to be bringing these to you and to have this venue, you guys. Thank you so much, as always. So, it's Sunday, it's about 9:30 or so, and I am wiped out, you guys. I almost didn't do this, but I'm going to just give you a quick update and make it short. I just did that other one on Tuesday, so it hasn't been too terribly long, and there's not a lot to talk about other than I kicked my own butt this week, and I'm exhausted. So, left you guys middle of last week after I just returned from my trip, and I was sick. And I am pretty well over it, which is a relief, and I'm happy that it ended fairly quickly. I was through the worst of it already when I talked to you guys last time, or maybe right in the middle of it. But I kept working. I got to work and worked the rest of the week, and I did 10 hours, and I pushed really hard. And geez, with no break last weekend and being sick and all that running around, I am just wiped out. So it's Sunday. I didn't work yesterday, and to be honest with you, I napped and just basically laid around, and I felt like a truck hit me. So, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I think I probably just overdid it and tired myself out. I do think that maybe the road food may have had some effect. I did develop some acne this week, which I haven't had for a long time and has always been kind of one of my indicators that I might have a little bit of inflammation, at least I think. I don't know for sure, but got some acne, got really fatigued, was super sore. You know, it makes sense. My work is really physical, and I was basically crawling around for 10 hours for 3 days in a row. It was the beginning of this new boat, and it's really strenuous. I'm just grabbing big bundles of wire up from out down below the frames of the boat in the bilge and putting them up. And anyways, I'm tired. I'm really tired. So, but, you know, I feel pretty good. Let's see. I had a great week, nonetheless, you know, despite being sick and despite being so tired. I got back to work. I dug in. I stayed the course. I hit my goals of trying to do 10 hours, at least the days I could. And I was super successful. The boat is going great. I'm moving right along. And so that felt good. I continued to eat one meal a day, which was interesting. You know, it was interesting. It's interesting to go back and forth. I keep thinking that's going to be a problem, and it never is. You know, I ate meals on the weekend and, you know, a couple during the day whenever I was hungry last week, and then just jump right back into working, and it seems to be just no issue at all. And then yesterday I was so tired, like I said, I mostly just rested, but I ate a lot as well, and it seems like I just get caught up on the weekends. I mentioned that before. One thing I do notice about the one meal a day, at least for me, is indigestion, my gastric, you know, distress that I've had all my life, I don't seem to do as well on one meal a day. It seems like it's more strenuous for my digestive system. I definitely end up with some, not pain or anything like that, but just a little bit of discomfort. And sometimes sort of larger, you know, BMs than usual when I'm not eating one meal a day, and a little bit of distress in the morning, usually when I head to the bathroom. I mean, not bad, just a little discomfort and kind of go, ooh, I gotta go use the restroom. And that doesn't happen when I'm not doing one meal a day. And so I don't know that it's necessarily one meal a day as much as my one meal a day. You know, I just eat ground beef and I eat a lot of it, and I don't do well on fat. And so maybe it just kind of, I start running up against my fat threshold. I think it was last Tuesday I ended up vomiting, or maybe it was Wednesday after my last update. That night, I think I ate a lot that night, and then I woke up at 2 in the morning or so, and I had this, my sweats and my shakes, and I was sick, and you know, I'm used to that feeling. It always feels like it's like the gristle and the clear, hard, fatty bits and stuff, and they build up in my stomach when I eat too much of it, and my stomach doesn't just process it, and I can feel it, and I sweat, and I feel terrible, and then I just throw up and get it out, and I usually feel better pretty much immediately, and that's what happened that night, and it's pretty miserable. but, you know, by the next morning, I was fine, and so... yeah, that's something that I've learned about myself. I don't know, you know, it must be tied into the way that I don't deal with fat very well. It doesn't concern me too much. I definitely just try to moderate, you know, not eating too much. But it's sort of a weird balance, right? Because when I do that one meal a day thing, I'm starving. And it seems like I could just eat endlessly. But I usually kind of stop myself because I know that it's going to cause me some distress. So... yeah, I'm still trying to balance that out and trying to figure out, you know, what it is that is the easiest on my tummy. I keep going back and trying less cooked steaks now and then, like I did a ribeye last week or so that I tried to cook correctly instead of overdoing it, as everyone thinks. And yeah, I really don't care for them. And then the fat, then I really feel that fat in my tummy, especially the harder bits. I've got to be real careful not to eat those kind of clear, hard things in the meat. And so yeah, I don't know, just learning a little bit about myself as I go here. So it's interesting though, because the you know, when I was traveling, sort of your basic pre-made burgers at a restaurant, they always seem to be just fine. I mean, it might be because I just only eat a few of them at a time. I think that's probably likely. But for whatever reason, it sure seems different than when I cook them at home, and I feel like I need to eat like 20 of them. But out there on the road, like 4 or whatever was fine. So, you know, there's a difference in size, but not huge. So I don't know how that pans out, but I'm going down my path here and learning and trying to observe as much as I can. And that's one of the reasons why I'm motivated as well to share all these things with you, because it helps me to articulate this stuff and to kind of put my mind to it and think about what might be happening there. So anyways, I'm feeling pretty much great, other than just a little bit of distress from eating so much yesterday in my tummy and so much fatigue. But for the most part, like I said, I was able to stay going hard at work. Attitude was great in there, and just really pleased at how I'm able to keep pushing forward. So I've got another maybe month, hopefully. It's looking like it might be less, but of work in the boats, and got to tell you, I'm really looking, or in this contract, and I'm really looking forward to finishing it off. It's spring, and like I said last time, I'm just dying to be here and have some time to do some other stuff. And this work is really, it's really too much for me full time, you know, right now. It's definitely a non-sustainable pull for me. I mean, I just am so tired when I get home. I just kind of sit there and decompress, and I'm in bed usually by 8 o'clock, so... yeah. Anyways, I'm looking forward to being done with that and getting back to, I've got a lot of little projects on, you know, that I'm hoping to get back to. Anyways, neither here nor there, just kind of talking about my week and my progress here. And I'm scattered and I'm tired. So this might not be the most exciting episode. You know, I've gotten some great comments as always. And one of them, M. Fender, you asked me to talk about the transitioning to zero carb with severe IBS or IBD. And I can only give you my experience. And that is that, you know, I've always had sort of severe IBD, I guess. And I've always had diarrhea. And I used to, you know, use the restroom 5 times in the morning before I kind of got settled into the day on a good day. And a bad day was way worse. So, all I can tell you about the transition is, you know, I read a lot of stuff about people trying to transition easy and whatever, and I think all you're doing is dragging it out. I think, you know, at least in my case, I always had gastric distress, and so going to zero carb, I mean, it didn't go away right away. I definitely had a rough transition. I definitely spent a few weeks, you know, with diarrhea and my tummy hurting, but it wasn't really any different than it ever normally was. So I noticed glimpses of it getting better. I would have some great long stretches. I wouldn't be urgent needing to use the restroom all day. So my advice is really to just dive in. I really believe that one of the best benefits or one of the best functions of zero carb in the beginning is as an elimination diet. You know, you may find you don't want to stick with it forever, but if you go strict zero carb for the first 30 days, I think you'll learn a lot. And I think one of the biggest mistakes I made was keeping things that I thought were okay. I mean, I was still in the zero carb world, but come to find out now a year later that eggs are a problem for me. And I always, you know, I considered those safe and kept them in there. Now, I'm not saying you should drop eggs, but I am saying you should be pretty strict and limit as many, you know, limit your inputs to as few as you can, because it makes it much easier to evaluate how they're treating you. You know, I find just beef and water is really what I prefer, and it's the simplest. And that might seem really hard and restrictive, but I believe it's actually the easiest. And so in the beginning, in the transition phase, you know, I recommend just going with a disciplined approach and getting right down to as simple as you can, because I think it'll give you the best chance to evaluate how you might feel. You know, you may be having a reaction to cheese, or you may be having a reaction to eggs and not know it. And so you might end up making the decision that zero carb isn't for you because of some continuing reaction with some things you're leaving into your diet. So my advice for anyone transitioning, and especially with a severe case of IBS or IBD, is to accept that there's going to be some hard days in the first few weeks and get over that hump as quick as you can. You know, I think I related a story of one of the friends in work there who was going to give zero carb a try. And boy, he really didn't make it very far. And I kept watching him, and he would show up in the morning with a half gallon of milk and he would drink that, and he would show up with some colored, you know, juice water. And he would say, "Oh, I'm just having a little of this, little of that." And I didn't pick on him, you know, he's just a young fella just trying to learn his way, and he had no real reason for doing zero carb other than my inspiration. But I did let him know that, you know, he really was making it harder on himself by doing that. And sure enough, by day three or four, he had a miserable day or two and decided he was going to try it another time. And, you know, I really do feel that that's a function of extending that transition by not getting all the way down into zero carb and keeping your body sort of hanging on those carbs. And anyway, I won't go too far into the details, but to answer your question, you know, I would suggest just going strict as quickly as you can, not keeping anything in your diet that may be extending that transition period, and just going ahead and getting through it and getting through the tough times. You might have a tough couple weeks or a tough week, but it will get better, or it will probably get better. And if it doesn't, then maybe it's not for you. But try and give it 30 days and try and stay the course. And you know, when you're hungry and you get those cravings, just eat more meat. And yeah, it might take some discipline. It will be tough, especially, you know, the mental part in the first few days. And, you know, it takes a little while. But that's my advice at any rate, for better or for worse. So so today is Sunday and I'm just going to continue to rest. I got a phone call yesterday from my friend who has a ram for me, so I may end up having to go pick up a ram, male sheep that is. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity. My boy sheep, my rams, were all killed by cougars last fall, so I'm really looking forward to having more breeding stock. And so I'm very thankful that he's offering me this ram. So I will take advantage of that no matter what happens. But I kind of got my fingers crossed that he sleeps in and doesn't call. But he's really, really on the go. So he's probably going to. And I'm probably going to have to clean out my truck, which is loaded for the dump, unfortunately. But I'm going to have to clean it out and go pick up this ram and do a little farm work today, which is fine. But my goal is to rest and recover, continue to recover, and sort of get over the last of these snuffles and this fatigue and soreness I'm feeling, which is either residual from, you know, my sickness, my travel, some inflammation from what I ate, well, maybe all those things, and then, you know, just tired from work, and probably all those things put together. So, and I recognize that. And, you know, I talked about this the other day too. You know, yesterday I had sort of a mental low day, and I know myself well enough now that I know that that just means I'm tired. You know, for the most part, I am incredibly positive, you guys. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have all this work right now, and I am really pushing hard, making some sacrifices for sure to take advantage of this opportunity. But I'm really thankful for it, and I'm really excited about this coming summer and the coming months as I continue to make headway here, both with my health and, you know, financially and towards my goals. And so one thing I'm really looking forward to is getting back to longer workouts and time to do yoga and really staying focused on my goals, you know, with the promises I made to myself about taking care of myself. I'm not letting them lapse, but I am consciously, you know, making a shift in my priorities just for this short time to take advantage of this opportunity. And I can tell right now, you know, that I'm it's actually really cool because I'm recognizing the value of prioritizing my health first and prioritizing the time for me to do things I need to do first above all else. Because really, you know, yesterday I was basically incapable of doing anything. And I mean, that's not entirely true. But, you know, what I've always said is if I don't prioritize my health, I'm no good to anybody else. So, and no good at work to myself even or anything like that. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to waking up and having long workouts and focusing on some physical goals and focusing on my health and my mental health, taking some time out of the day to appreciate just being here right now. And I usually do that with yoga, but just being in the moment. And I'm missing that aspect currently, and so I do know that this is an unsustainable schedule for me. And what's cool is it's really helping me fit the way I reprioritize things over the last few years into my life moving forward, you know, kind of just reaffirming, saying, yeah, this is important to you, Matt. This is what you need to do to stay, you know, positive and making progress towards your goals and moving forward. So it's kind of a nice wake up, you know, to remember how easy it is to slip back into sort of unhealthy habits, like overworking myself, and, you know, becoming too fatigued to be able to progress and to be able to stay in the moment and recognizing that when I get tired, my mental state isn't the best. So it's been great, really positive all the way around. And like I said, I'm looking forward to doing a really good job on this boat because it's the second one. And so it's kind of fun to get in there and have a handle on what's happening and be able to improve things I did last time. But more than anything, I'm looking forward to finishing it up. And maybe, you know, my life is becoming, my goals are coming to fruition in terms of financial stability and sustainable financial stability at home via, you know, a variety of passive inputs. And so I'm getting closer and closer to realizing, you know, some of those goals and more motivated than ever to reach them. And so maybe I won't ever have to do 2 months in the bottom of the boat again. I'm going to continue to do this work. It's really rewarding and I enjoy it. But I don't enjoy these long contracts that are, you know, they're always behind when they hire me, you know, so they're under the gun and they're trying to deliver and the boats are late. And so I end up carrying a lot of that on my shoulders and going in, like I said, at 6 and working through till 4 and really kind of overdoing it in a lot of ways. But, you know, once those boats are gone, the hours are gone. So make hay while the sun shines and appreciate it. And yeah, so anyways, great comments from all you guys as always. Thank you so much for all your positive support. It's so wonderful. I think I told you a quick update about my type 1 friend. He let me know on Tuesday or Wednesday that we, and I'm going to say we because it's you and me together, all of your great input and suggestions have really helped me help him. He let me know that we've been a big help to him and that his life is significantly better already. So I can't tell you how good that makes me feel, you guys. Thank you so much for that, Allison. You've been a great help. I haven't seen him. He's down on boat one, which is in the water finishing it up. I didn't see him the rest of this week. So I will let him know about those great articles you sent about the beta cell rejuvenation through fasting. That's wonderful info and very hopeful. So thank you for that. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Not much. I think I'm going to cut this one short now here, cut it off here and get my rest and hopefully come back to you guys next week. I'm going to be well into this boat and hopefully have a lot of the big pull behind me and kind of settle into the the long cruise through the middle of the job here, where maybe I won't work quite, you know, work myself quite so hard physically. I'm hopefully going to stay the course and get the hours in there. But the first part of the job is physically very tiring, you know, just crawling around in the boat and running the wires everywhere. And so I think I'm done with that, and I'll get off my knees a little bit and be able to stand up and do some wiring overhead. And anyways, hoping to be a little less beat up next week and come back to you guys with some more insights and maybe a little longer episode. But I promise, coming soon, I'm going to get some more time to spend around here and really start to, you know, I just started this thing in the middle of winter, kind of not knowing where we were going to go with it. And I'm looking forward to going a little deeper into this whole production and sharing, you know, more with you guys as I go farther down the path here, and maybe, you know, go out and eat out and share more of that with you, and show you around my world here, my life on the farm and all that. I know I keep talking about it, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I can't thank you guys enough for following along. Hey, we hit 1,000 subscribers, you guys. We just did that happen this week, so it made me so happy. YouTube keeps raising the bar. It looks like I'm still a long ways from being back to being a partner on this channel, but that doesn't matter to me. The 1,000 subscribers was a goal. It happened really fast, and I'm very thankful that I'm able to reach so many of you and interact with so many of you, and hopefully some of this is helpful and giving you some insights into what it's like to make the transition into zero carb and really commit to it for the long term. You know, I feel absolutely blessed to have found this way of eating and to regain my health in such a profound way. And so I'm very eager to continue to share my story. Oh, I know something I forgot to tell you. I had a doctor's appointment last week. How about that? And, you know, my doctor, as always, is great. And we discussed my blood work from December, which was interesting. And, you know, one of the things that he brought up, which was really cool, he said, I'm using a traditional, you know, he knows that neither he nor I really put too much stock in cholesterol numbers, or, you know, we have had good conversations about all those things. And he had his concerns, you know, he was concerned about my iron. I think I've told you that. And we measured that and it was perfect. And he was, you know, we talk about our concerns, what we want to measure. And, you know, he came back at me this appointment with some evaluation of my blood work. And one of the cool things, he had his phone out and he was like, I plug your numbers into this traditional calculator for cholesterol and heart disease. And he goes, even with your relatively high cholesterol, which I think this time, I don't remember, it was like in the mid 200s, and your, you know, relatively high LDL, he goes, your triglycerides are so good, your HDL is so good, your blood pressure is just right. He goes, even with your numbers being non-traditional, he goes, still your risk factor is, and I think he said it was 2.5%, and that it recommended that he retest me again in 5 to 6 years. So, you know, I, of course, feel like there's no concern at all with the high cholesterol or LDL, and he, you know, agrees, but even using traditional calculators to calculate my risk, calculators that do believe those things, that believe that high cholesterol is a risk, you know, even then my risk is extremely low. So that was really great. I think it was great for me to hear that he's, you know, truly feeling very confident in my health from this way of eating. He didn't ask me to make any changes. He just said, let's stay the course. He said, when do you want to come back? In a year, you know? And I said, oh, well, let's check in every 6 months or whatever. So really successful doctor visit. That was great. And, you know, when I was first going to him, my blood pressure was high. I've since bought a blood pressure cuff, and I keep getting just, I mean, this week they were 120 over 80, you know, with like a 121 over 81 variance, you know, something like that. 116 over 81, I think it was. And a couple, you know, I measured 4 or 5 times, and they were always perfect. So that made me extremely happy. My mom has a, you know, history of hypertension, and it was something that I was concerned about moving forward, if I'd be able to lick that with diet. And it seems like I have. So that was kind of my one lasting concern, that might be something that maybe was just a, you know, an issue I would have that I couldn't overcome with diet. And it seems like at the moment anyways, it's all looking great. So that made me feel really, really good. And my doctor's pleased, and man, he's a great guy. I'm so thankful to have him. So, you know, everything's going really well, you guys. I'm going to rest up and I'll come back at you next week with a whole new attitude. My attitude's pretty good, but maybe it'll be even better. So yeah. So anyways, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much as always for watching. I just cannot thank you enough for your support, comments, criticisms, whatever. And I'm so thankful for this venue to share. I really hope it's being of use to some of you. And let me know how I can help. And if you got any ideas of things you'd like to see or like me to talk about, give me a few weeks, but I will put them in the hat, and I'll definitely try and listen to your suggestions and see what I can do to give you some more information if you need anything specifically. So, okay, that's enough. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. I guess it'll be by the time you see this. It takes me a day to upload these still, so it'll be probably Monday morning. But have a wonderful week. And I will check with you guys next week. Can't wait to see you. Thanks so much for watching and listening. And I guess that's it. See you next time.